For the past decade, Pakistan has faced war, political instability, and the rise of religious extremism. But those crises have also had this unintended consequence. They fueled a new generation of Pakistani writers and artists. For many of them, art has become a way to reflect on the turmoil and to push back. NPR's Bilal Qureshi recently visited the country's cultural capital, Lahore, and he brings us this story.
Aisha Jalal is a leading historian of Pakistan, and she says the violence of recent years has left deep scars.
I think it's underestimated what Pakistan has gone through in terms of the internal threat, the narrowing of public discourse, the closing of the mind.
Terrorism, kidnappings, and daily tension have become the new normal, according to journalist Ahmed Rashid. He's charted the rise of the Taliban for decades, and he says they've descended from the mountains into the urban centers of Pakistan, infiltrating society, ideas, and culture.
It's discussed every day. When I meet my friends, I mean, that's literally what we talk about.
And yet, amid a pervading sense of insecurity, the city of Lahore remains the art capital of Pakistan. It's a big sprawling place with a jewel box of an old city at its center, known for its ancient mosques and palaces, its painters and poets. Novelist Mohsin Hamid says history feeds creativity here.
For example, you know, amazing art universities like the National College of Art, different languages together, a history of many different cultures and peoples, from the Greeks to the Arabs to the British invading over millennia, creating this kind of multi-layered society.
Culture is everywhere, says Nussi Jamil.
If you go to the old city at night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, it's buzzing with life. And these are people who are sitting down, reciting poetry, listening to some little singer or the others. And despite everything, these things have continued in Lahore.
Jamil wanted to draw on that energy to celebrate the arts in her city. So she helped organize the Lahore Literary Festival. The gates to the festival were bathed in yellow and red fabrics, but it felt more like a technicolor entrance to a high-security compound than your neighborhood book talk. Metal detectors, armed guards, barbed wire greeted all visitors. Nothing was visible from outside. Ambulances were parked nearby. But inside the fortified border, the festival grounds were warm and inviting. Venues were decorated with balloons and banners in spring colors. And artist Salima Hashmi says it was the perfect way to begin a new season.
People shrugged off fear. And they were just there and they were enjoying themselves and they were listening and they were talking and they were laughing. But apart from that, they wanted to see one another. They wanted to feel, oh, there are a whole lot of us.
More than 45,000 people, in fact, attended the free event over 3 days. They came to hear talks in Urdu, Punjabi, and English.
So, without further ado, please join me in welcoming to the stage Mr. Vikram Sekhmet.
Artist Abdullah Qureshi says he was struck by how young the audiences were, lounging on the grass between panels, stalking writers for autographs and selfies.
It was beautiful to see young people doing that because they really don't get that opportunity enough. I mean, imagine in the absence of cultural activities like that, what kind of negativity brews in the head and what kind of ideas are being fostered because they're not seeing any hope. So culture provides that also.
But novelist Mohsin Hamid says just getting access to culture in Pakistan has become a real struggle.
Pakistan does feel sometimes like it's behind the Iron Curtain. It's very difficult for Pakistanis to get visas to go abroad, and it's very difficult to get people to come to Pakistan. You know, and the people who come tend to be, you know, security and intelligence types of folks. So getting writers and intellectuals from all over the world to come and engage in public in conversations that lots of people can listen to and ask questions at is refreshing but also very unusual in Pakistan.
The Lahore Literary Festival was not an overt protest against the Taliban. Instead, it was a showcase for a parallel Pakistan, one that's inclusive, creative, and thriving, despite the failure of government and society to build a stable country. Historian Aisha Jalal says that kind of collective failure fuels great art.
If you look at Latin America, you'll see that art has flourished in the most coercive authoritarian regimes, and Pakistan is no different. I think collective failure is matched often by personal, individual success, spectacular success. Those are not unusual, and in Pakistan, I think we've had a collective failure on many scores, and yet there have been individuals who have done work of great brilliance in the world of art, in the world of literature, music.
Lahore's singers are stars across the region. Visual artists Shazia Sikandar and Imran Qureshi have shown at the world's leading museums. Pakistani novelists are bestsellers from a country where almost anyone can recite their favorite poem to you. The words of Faiz Ahmed Faiz became the rallying cry for another generation of Lahoris. Faiz was a poet and an activist, and he was imprisoned for his work. Salima Hashmi is his daughter and the former principal of the National College of Art.
The fine arts or writing or music, these were not things to just glamorize life. They were not the icing on the cake of life. These were things that gave voice to people who were voiceless. I believe in oppressive time, culture is political work.
And Hashmi says now, with the Taliban at the gates, art is again political work. On the first night of the festival, I fought through a frenzied crowd for a seat to see dancer Naheed Siddiqui. She was once banned from performing in Pakistan. The idea of a woman presenting a kind of dance that drew from Hindu and Muslim traditions was deemed officially unacceptable. Siddiqui says this year felt different.
It left me really like so peaceful and at rest because, you know, finally people are walking with us and they were saying everything they had to in their appreciation.
Peace is not a reality in Pakistan today, but perhaps it is those who imagine for a living, a country's artists, who can help a new generation imagine a new future.
There's a real thirst for this in this society, and that is the great hope for Pakistan.
Again, historian Aisha Jalal.
Despite all that has happened, despite the supposed Talibanization of the mind, the resistance strands have also been there. And unlike in the past, there's a more concerted attempt now, not least because of the negative profiling of Pakistan globally, that Pakistanis want to be noticed on the scene. They want to make an impact.
And for Nussi Jamil, who helped organize the Lahore Literary Festival, audiences made an impact by just showing up.
I think what the Literary Festival has done has actually suddenly woken people up that, okay, the threat is there, but what the hell, life goes on, we will come.
Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.